EXO Takeover.
Welcome back, guys, to a brand new episode of EXO Takeover Season 3. I am joined by the one, the only, Alan. Is that how I pronounce it?
You can pronounce it like you want. Like, some people say Aileen, some say Eileen. It's actually Eileen, to be honest with you. So.
And people may know you by your Instagram name, Tess Faye Del Rey.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you like to give a bit of an introduction to yourself for those who may not know who you are?
Of course. Like I said before, I'm Eileen. I live in Turkey. I've been a fan since 2012. A really, really long time. It's like 13 years. With Lana, it's a bit different. I started to listen to her in 2015. So Abel was like the first place in my list always and forever. And yeah, I have an Instagram. I started the account, if I'm not mistaken, 2018, 2019. I'm not sure. And yeah, ever since, I'll just post whenever I want to. These days, I'm not that active, to be quite honest with you, but I'll try to make it up.
I know, and for, you know, EXO Takeover Season 3, it's great to have you a part. We all know how it goes now. By this point, I'll ask you a couple of questions. We'll get into the new segment, and then in traditional style, top 5 EXO songs and why. I want to kick off, though, with live performances by the weekend and get your thoughts on. How do you feel about The Weeknd's live performances?
He's a great performer. I think some sort of an actor. I've seen a lot of live streams. I was unfortunately none of his shows. I never had the time nor the money, to be quite honest with you. And he doesn't come to Turkey, which is like pretty much sucks, to be honest with you. But to be honest with you, his new shows are so amazing to the point where I feel like I'm literally watching a movie. Like a movie is just unfolding in front of my eyes. And the movie that Hurry Up Tomorrow, I felt the same thing, but trigger warning, epilepsy thing. The people that actually watched it know exactly what I mean. There were like parts where I felt dizzy, to be quite honest with you. But his live shows are just out of this world, man. Of course, there are other performers that are as amazing as he is, but I mean, if you love this man, you love every single thing he does. It doesn't matter what. I actually love his like old performances too. I'm talking about like the trilogy times, the Kissland times. They were amazing too. Like how he started, what he has become. It's just amazing to see it unfold. But I feel like I always told this to many of my friends. He was like a little mystery to me. And once everyone started to know him, I'm like, damn. Damn. Why did this happen? He was just special to me and to some couple other people in the world. And now every single person loves him pretty much and hates him, of course. So, yeah.
How do you think he handles the criticism of the love and the hate?
To be honest with you, I feel like he's mature enough to handle it in the right way. I don't want to say never, but there's a lot of artists that are just feuding with interviewers and other people, and they're just can't hold their mouths shut. And that's just a bad tactic, to be honest with you. But Abel, I always felt that about him, which I pretty much love. He's so mature. He doesn't need that. Like, he doesn't need to feud with people. Of course, he does it here and there, but just to protect himself and his label and his fans. And that's obviously understandable.
And just to go back to the live performances part, if you could go to any of his past tours, which would you choose?
I think that's a bit weird to say, but Kissland. Like, it was a bit explicit, to be honest with you, just in like notes here and there. I'm pretty much sure that all the people that know those Kissland performances know exactly what I mean. But I don't know. I love his album. I love the Kissland album. I love the era. I love the colors, the universe that he created. I'm a big horror fan. And Kissland was always like this little world where he was just talking to his demons. That's where he started, literally, like with Trilogy and Kisslands. And then with Starboy and with Beauty Behind the Madness, he just kind of started to become a little more pop, which is fine. I totally understand it, but Kesan has a special place in my heart, and you can see in my fan page I wrote it in like the Japanese letters. For those that know it, know it. I'm just a big fan of the Kissland era, so I guess I would go to Kissland. I would give everything to hear Kissland's Professional. Yeah, those two songs are just amazing. Those two songs, Professional and Kissland, and Tears in the Rain, obviously.
Do you feel that's the album you resonate the most with in terms of Abel's discography?
Yeah, because the music videos were amazing. Outstandable performance, in my opinion, which is a bit sad to say because that's his lowest album, I think, lowest performing album. Maybe that's why I like it the most as well. Like, I just love things that people usually don't understand or don't love as much. So yeah, Kissland. Kissland's my favorite one.
Is there a particular lyric that can be from Kissland or any other album, a lyric that
Oh,
really
that's a
stands
great
out to you?
question. That's a great question. That's a really hard question because there's so many. Damn. That's a really hard question. I don't know which one to choose. Let me just think about that and then maybe I can just answer it. But I'm not. One thing's for sure, I love every single song of that album. And the one that I resonate the most, I think, is Tears in the Rain. It has this like melancholic and also like, I don't know, it's like a movie almost. Three is good too, by the way. The music video is amazing. The way he was like telling a story with a song, but also with a music video. But then it turns out that he's actually not the lover going to the girl's house. He's just going there to kill her, you know? It's like this like little like twist that he does. That's what I love the most about The Weeknd, Abel. I love that so much.
What are your predictions for Abel going forwards?
To be honest with you, you know that one interview moment, I'm pretty sure you've seen it. Like, the industry wants us to do sad songs. The more sadder, the better, and all that. I feel like he's at a point in his career where, music-wise too, where he just wants to settle down. And maybe he just wants to do like more upbeat songs. And I'm pretty sure that's going to be a little different for certain fans, especially the ones that are just came from the Trilogy times. I mean, Trilogy was such a dark era for like himself, I'm pretty sure. And even the Noise EP, the ones that like the older fans know exactly, the Noise EP, the songs in that like EP is just crazy to think about how he just evolved from one point to another. I just want him to be happy, to be honest with you. Like, he has a great relationship. I think like 3, 4 years. He can like create his own little family. I don't know if he wants to become a father, but I think that suit him. Like, 2, 3 babies. I don't know. I just want him to be happy, bro. Like, all the sadness, all the hurts. I don't
I
know. But I'm pretty sure if I know how much he loves the music and the songs, like, everyone sees that. I'll never believe that Abel would stop creating music. Like, I'm pretty sure he will continue, but in a different like point of his life, I'm pretty sure, like maybe in a couple of years, I don't know, I'm not sure.
feel like we all want what's best for Abel, and we just want to see him happy. Do you think it gets to a point where an artist can become too old to keep doing new stuff, or do you feel like he could do this for as long as he wants and it shouldn't really matter about the age?
Of course, I mean, certain artists really have to understand that in like a certain point of a life, you just have to stop. If you create your legacy, that should be the point where you should just stop. People should remember you with like that age, that prime time. But certain artists still, they're still really, really cool with all, like, they're hyped, they can just evolve, you know, with the new songs. I don't know, the new productions. Music evolved like a lot. It changed a lot with time. But still, I like how Abel's just, you know, like taking a few like samples and just changes it to a different kind of beat. But you can still hear the samples in the song. He did that with like Kissland. He did that with his new album with Hurry Up Tomorrow. There are like a lot of samples, a lot. And hearing those samples, it just shows you that you just have to, I don't know how to explain it. You just have to be, you have to adapt, you know, you have to adapt to that music, that genre of music, that generation. It just changes. And Abel did a good thing. I'm not saying he's old or anything, but he's in his 30s. So I don't know, like, you know, he started with when he was like 19, 20. He's in his 30s now. Like, he's doing this for like 10 years, bro. It's just, I'm really, really, really proud to be a fan of his.
I remember, I believe it was Childish Gambino had said, because he's retired now. One of the reasons for retiring was he didn't want to keep singing Bonfire in his 50s. Do you feel that might be a similar thing with Abel? He doesn't really want to be in his 50s singing Blinding Lights.
I can see that, and I remember one of his like Memento Mori episodes. He does like he did one for Kissland, he did one for like. But then when it came to Trilogy, I remember it so well. He wrote to Twitter, "I don't want to do this, but I'll do it for you guys." I'm pretty sure Trilogy is like a really hard era. If I'm not mistaken, he never sang Echoes of Silence live. Like, I've never seen a video, a live performed video on YouTube. Do you remember something like a video like that? Echoes of Silence, the song.
I don't think I've seen any videos of him performing that song.
Exactly. Like, certain songs hurt him. I can totally understand it. I can see that. I mean, artists like to write about things that they're going through, but you can change as a person. You change as a person throughout the years. You evolve, you become more mature. Things that you liked before, you don't like anymore, or things that matter to you, it doesn't matter anymore. Like a person who, I don't know, like the first heartbreak is always the worst one. Let's be honest now. The first ever heartbreak, the first time you get left, like someone leaves you, it's the biggest heartbreak, and no one forgets that. But as time goes on, as you go from one relationship to another, it starts to hurt less, if that makes any sense. You know, you just start to adapt to the feeling, I guess. I'm not sure, but I think that happened to Abel. And throughout the years, I just don't think that he wanted to remember the Trilogy times anymore. And I think that's why he didn't want to like to do that episode on Memento Mori. And I can see that. Who wants to remember all like the depressed times? I don't know.
Why do you think we didn't get any Memento Mori episodes for Hurry Up Tomorrow's release, or the build up to Hurry Up Tomorrow? It kind of died off after Dawn FM, or before Dawn FM.
That's a great question. I think, I'm not sure, like maybe he wasn't that passionate anymore. Could be the reason. Maybe he was just too busy. Like, he filmed a movie, he created a whole album, like a trilogy again, like he did with Trilogy. Like, this man is just doing everything at once. He's just working and working and working. We see all like the Instagram posts, all the like story posts of him drinking a martini, or I don't watching a movie, or playing like PlayStation with Caesar. But then we don't know what's going on in the background. You know, I'm pretty sure he doesn't even have like time to breathe sometimes, because he's so famous now. I'm pretty sure he wouldn't have even like thought about the thing about like, hey, you'll be so big one day. You won't even have time to create music anymore. I think that's a really, really weird feeling to have, like remembering all the times, like the one video where he was like with a group of friends and he was singing like "Hi for this, I think you don't know what's in store." And then he was like, "The Weeknd, bro, The Weeknd." And then boom, what is he now? He's like one of the biggest artists, man. It's crazy to think.
What sort of impact do you think he's had, first of all, for the EXO community, and then the impact he's had worldwide?
As he started, you mean, or throughout the times?
Throughout
As he
the time.
started, I think the impact was to, I guess for me, his impact in my life was to just not feel alone. I mean, it's a cliche, I know, but you're not alone. That sentence, you're not alone. It's true though. Like cliches are cliches for a reason, am I right? It's like the first song I heard of his was The Knowing. I don't know where I heard it, to be honest with you. I don't remember, but I remember it so vividly. Like I was in my room, depressed as hell. How old was I in 2012? I was like 14. It's crazy. I was 14. I'm 27 now. And I heard the song. I was like, what is this? Who is this? And why did I never like listen to this person? I wasn't sure if it was a band. I wasn't sure if it was a guy or a girl because he had such a high-pitched voice. I was like, The Weeknd. Okay, The Weeknd. It seemed like a band at first, you know? And then over time, I started to listen to Trilogy. I listened to The Noise. And then that like moment, I was like, okay, I found my person. I found the person that makes me feel like I'm not alone. Even though he was like talking about like, I don't know, partying, taking drugs and all that. I wasn't that kind of a girl. I mean, with 14, what am I supposed to do? How am I going to party, you know? But I still kind of like empathized with his loneliness and my loneliness. And then over time, I guess, like I said before, we matured with him. Like first heartbreaks, and then first, I don't know, first moments where you actually felt loved and then heartbroken again and then depressed again. It's like an overlapping situation. But I guess Abel is in a time where he just wants to be happy, and I'm really happy to see that. His impact is really, really like great.
Do you think the impact will keep growing?
Depends on how he's going to continue with his career. I'm pretty sure, I'm certain for like one topic, I'm pretty sure he will continue to have more listeners, even if he doesn't produce music. I'm pretty sure, like, the ones that didn't even know who The Weeknd was, they will like find the Trilogy album and they will like talk about it like we talk about like 80s, 70s songs. Like, wow, that song was great. Where is that artist now? He's retired, man. You know that feeling? Or like, most of them are just dead, unfortunately. But I'm pretty sure like the Abel will continue to make music, but his impact will continue. That's for certain. And I'm pretty sure that his music will keep growing in a sense of other artists trying to do the same music, or maybe like getting him as like an idol because he's like an idol to a lot of people, creating music like he is. I'm pretty sure that will continue like that.
I guess only time will tell. But I want to end these question segments with going back to the earlier question, the lyric. Just the first one that comes to mind.
I guess it's, I could have set you free. What was the continue? I could have set you free. Damn, what was the lyrics? It's from Tears in the Rain.
But I'm selfless. I watched you stay or something.
Yeah, I think it was that one. I could have set you free, but I'm selfish. I let you stay. I think something like that. That part, when I first listened to it, I was like, okay. Like Tears in the Rain. And what I like the most about Abel is that he has like such a fascination with movies that
Yes.
he just, you know, created his own universe with Trilogy, with all the albums. And it was just great.
He is a huge fan of cinemas and movies. I probably could have worded that better.
Come on, man. I fucked up so many sentences. It's okay. It's
But
okay.
in terms of questions, that is it for this week's episode and for you. Now time for the new segment part. I'm sure everyone's enjoying this because I am. This is EXO's Family Feuds. The game is simple. I'll ask you six questions. You just need to give me the first answer that comes to your mind. Each question is worth a maximum of 10 points. So you could get 60 points or you could get six. You will be competing against everyone else who is starring this season to win the exclusive EXO Takeover Season 3 trophy, which we don't have at the minute, so just imagine it's here.
Okay.
Okay, so again, there's five answers for each question. Top answer, you'll get 10 points. Then 5, 3, 2, and then any other answer is 1 point.
Okay.
So, I'll kick it off with name me the best song by The Weeknd.
Oh my God, right off the mind? Okay, I guess I'd say the best song, Wicked Games.
Okay, name me the best song that he's featured on.
For life.
Okay, name me a song name beginning with the letter W.
I just told you, Wicked Games.
Is that what you're going for that one as well?
Okay, no, I'm Wanderlust.
Okay, name me his best project.
Kissland.
And then lastly, oh no, wait, name me his underrated project, underrated song.
Underrated song. No, of course, Echoes of Silence.
And then lastly, name me his worst song.
I don't want to answer that. She doesn't have that. No. I'm not answering that. A real fan wouldn't answer that.
That's not what we've got down here. We have got answers.
Okay. Oh, damn. Okay. I'm sorry, Abel, but what was that one song with Calvin Harris? I never was into that song. You know that one?
Over now.
Yeah, I
Is
guess it's
that
over now. Yeah.
okay? And that is it. I'll quickly jot your scores up.
A zero.
There was a silence, he said. And then last, okay, so you got a total of, well, how do you think you did, first of all?
Bad. Because I have like such like weird answers when it comes to songs and all that. Like I had a lot of conversation with like fans, friends, and they always tell me like, why Kissland? Why Echoes of Silence? There are like so many other better songs. Like why? I guess I'm a weird girl. I don't know. I guess I don't know. I low performed. I'm like the last.
Well, you got a total of 12 points, which,
I
I
told you.
mean, could have been worse.
Could have been zero.
So we'll put the scoreboard up for the people watching to view and see your points compared to everyone else that has been on the show so far. Do you think you've got a chance of winning?
No, I'm pretty sure I've lost. I'm like last place. But it was fun, bro. Like,
I
the game
guess.
was really fun.
We'll have to wait until the season finale to finally see everyone's points. But look, let's see. And now it's time to end the show with traditional style. I'm going to hand it over to you to let the people watching and listening know your top five EXO songs and why.
Oh, okay. Let's start it off with The Knowing, obviously, the first song I ever heard of him. Why? Because musical wise, it's so amazing. His voice is so beautiful. And the story, I like artists that are real. They just don't cover up their mistakes, all the things they did in their pasts. And he's literally saying in the song, I know everything. I can taste it in your lips, like that you've cheated on me. And now I'm doing the same thing. He's literally doing the same thing. And he's not afraid to admit it. I like his storytelling a lot. So, The Knowing, second place, I guess, Wicked Games. I think that's the most popular one on the trilogy album. Wicked Games is just central. I like his sensual side. I like when he is sensual but depressed at the same time. It's like such a weird mix, but I like it so much. It suits him. In third place, Professional, Kissland. Kissland, all in all, is just an amazing, like, I've talked so much about Kissland. I'm pretty sure the viewers will be like, okay, I guess, okay, I see. You like Kissland. You like, I don't know, sexual songs, all that. No, it's more than that. I'm just a really big horror freak and I love that universe. I think I would just, top five would be like all Kissland songs. I'm like so real for this. I'm not like lying, but let's say the fourth one would be Angel. That's such an underappreciated song, in my opinion. It has such a beautiful meaning, and I've never seen Abel talking so beautifully about a woman. Like, sure, he sexualized a lot of women in his songs. And there were times where I'm listening to the songs and I'm like, Did you really just say that? Did you really just sing about this, Abel? Poor you, Abel, acting like a little mother. But no, Angel is such a beautiful song. It has such a cute vibe. Die For You, too, by the way. But I guess on fifth place, I'd say, Is There Someone Else? That song, the first like beat. I mean, it's The Weeknd. What do you expect? He's again talking about cheating, about betrayal, but I like that about him. I like him being real. I like him talking about sad songs, even though he's like dancing to it, acting like a psychopath. I guess we're all little psychopaths. Those are my top five. What did I say? The Knowing, Wicked Games,
Professional.
Professional,
Angel.
Angel, and yeah.
Is there someone
Is There
else?
Someone Else?
That
The weirdest.
is a good top five, I will say.
The weirdest top five.
But
Oh my
yes,
God.
unfortunately, that is now it for this week's episode. Join us once again next Sunday for more special guests, more season three, talking more things EXO.
Hopefully.